Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Well, hello, celebrity gossip enthusiasts, and happy holidays. I'm Us Weekly's entertainment director, Travis Ho 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 Cronin, and you're tuned into Us Weekly's Hot Hollywood Podcast, where we break down all of the hottest celebrity gossip stories of the week. And I couldn't do this by myself. We have the most festive lady in the land, Gwen Lamberg.
I like that. I like it. You're Travis Cronin, and I am Gwen Berg. I'm into it. I'm very into it. Hi, guys. I'm feeling really festive.
Good. And do you hear on what I hear on? It's Deputy Woman, Baby Woman, Sarah Huron.
Wait, that was so good. I was like, what is he going to do? I was like stressing. And I mean, Do You Hear What I Hear is one of my favorite Christmas songs.
Oh, my God. Do you hear on what I hear on?
Yeah. I hear on the bells. I hear on the bells are ringing.
Fun.
I had to think about Sarah's for a while. I was like, Sarah Hebrew. I was trying to get Hanukkah in there, but luckily my fiance came up with Do You Hear On What I Hear On.
Thank you, Kevin. I love that.
Thank you, Kevin. Well, we have a lot of newsy items to get into, but because it is the end of the year, we are going to go through our top woes of the year. That's right. Not only our woes of the week, but this is for all of the celebrity gossip stories of 2022. So I'm going to read you out our top 10, and then our hosts are going to pick their top. So we're going to dive a little bit deeper. Number one, the slap heard across the world. Still can't believe this happened. Will Smith slapped Chris Rock at the Oscars. No one believed it was real at first. I mean, wild. Jen Shah pleading guilty to frauding tons and tons of elderly people. Adam Levine's cheating scandal. God, you're so effing hot. Chloe had baby number two after the cheating scandal. That really rocked me. Todd and Julie Christie sentenced to prison. We have lots of reality stars going to jail this year. The Don't Worry Darling, from the salad dressing recipe to Spitgate to Shia LaBeouf. Matthew Perry's Keanu Reeves comments were very strange. Candace Cameron Burr hates gay people and loves Christmas. Prince Harry not being allowed to wear his military uniform. That was pretty shocking to me. And Kanye's anti-Semitism and just falling off the rails and choosing to villainize the Jewish people as the hill he's going to die on. I mean, whoa, whoa, whoa. Gwen Flamberg, what was your woe of the year?
I mean, Trav, forget Prince Harry not being allowed to wear his military uniform. Let's talk about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle basically going to war with the royal family. Maybe it's just the firm, but, you know, the firm and the royal family, kind of one and the same. I still can't get over the 6-episode Netflix. Was that a documentary?
A docu-series.
It was a Bravo reality series. Come on. I know that Baby Woman is still reeling from exhaustion with her coverage. But that to me, it's like, that is the woe that keeps on woeing.
Wow. The Real Housewives of Montecito. baby woman, do you hear on what I hear on? What was your woe of the year?
Honestly, those were all so good and was taking me back. I feel like the slap is the obvious answer, but I just can't even like pretend to care anymore. But in the moment, it was so shocking and woe-worthy, literal woe. I would say Don't Worry Darling gave us the most between Spitgate, Miss Flo, the salad dressing, the Jason Sudeikis of it all, the court papers served at CinemaCon, like, and then the actual movie itself was a wild 2 hours. So I think Don't Worry Darling gave me the most woe, but also going to throw in a bonus, Amy and TJ. I mean, oh, the please. Good Morning America affair around the world was very important to me personally this year and still playing out, still not on the air, still watching GMA 3 every day at 1 p.m., still nowhere to be found.
A late breaking 2022 woe. That just, they just slid that right in under the wire.
That was an early Christmas Hanukkah gift for all of us. I think my woe of the year, it has to be the Don't Worry Darling saga. I mean, that was just like classic celebrity scandal with, you know, Olivia Wilde, like trying to throw Flo under the bus and get known abuser Shia LaBeouf to sign back on. Jason Sudeikis throwing himself under the wheel of her car while she was leaving, made her secret salad dressing while going to, quote, Harry's house. And then her releasing the dressing. Really, she waited 2 days. If she had released that salad dressing that day that it happened or the next day, I think people would be a lot more on her side. But at least she released it 2 days later. If you need any holiday dressing recipes, make sure you go check that out. It is on usmagazine.com for Olivia Wilde's adulterous dressing.
And kind of funny that it ended with Olivia and Harry breaking up after all that. Like, was it worth it? Was all of this? I mean, I guess like I would do anything to spend any time in Harry's house. So like, I get it. Sorry, Jason Sudeikis.
Yeah.
But kind of crazy that they ended up breaking up at the end of all of this. And then again, the movie, like, I think it did fine, but it's not like gonna, you know, was this movie worth everything that it did? For me, yes. But like for the people involved, was this film worth everything you went through to get there?
I think being in Harry's house, even for just a short jaunt, might be worth throwing your entire family away, but I'm not quite sure.
I mean, I would say so. I just wonder how she feels now.
I also think that really the star again in all of this was Miss Flo, Florence Pugh. All of this just catapulted her fame even further. I don't know, guys. I know that they broke up, but I just don't think that this whole saga is over.
Ooh.
I hope not. And I don't, for those of you out there who don't look at paparazzi photos every single day, let me tell you that ever since their breakup, Olivia Wilde has been at the gym 6 days a week. She has been getting the revenge body, whatever you want to call it, working on herself. But every day that passes is Olivia Wilde seen leaving a gym.
She is someone who I think in a couple years is going to give us the memoir, like Demi Moore style or Jessica Simpson style. Ooh. With like revelations we didn't even know we were missing, including breaking down all of this. But even more, like, I feel like she has secrets. And the Jason Sudeikis, maybe when the kids are a little older and it won't be quite as big of a blow, I think we're going to get more.
She definitely has things that I want to hear about, but I foresee that book coming from Jason Sudeikis first.
I wouldn't hate that either.
Ugh, I need to know more details because the little that we got after so much pulling was so fantastic. And you're right. I hear on what you hear on, Sarah, that it really, there is more to this story and amazing salad recipe level gossip items that we need to come out of this.
Here's hoping it continues in 2023.
Oh, well, that is our intention for this next year. Well, let us move on because this news was full of, well, a lot of news, for lack of a better word, just using the same term again. Let us start with Brad Pitt. Now, Brad Pitt seems to have a legit new girlfriend in his life, according to sources, and her name is Inés de Ramón. You may remember her being the wife of a Vampire Diaries star, or you may have just heard of her now as Brad Pitt's new fling. But a source tells us Brad is telling people that she could be the one. He's falling for her fast, and the serious possibility of a meaningful long-term relationship, someone for the first time in longer than he can remember. They've been hanging out a ton, taking in shows in LA, watching movies over at his place. He's been cooking for her. They like to work out and go on hikes, and it seems like they're pretty legit. Now, from what we're hearing from sources close to both of them, this seems to be the most real relationship that Brad has had since, I would say, the MIT professor. This sort of the most longevity and more, you know, going out on dates, feeling comfortable with her. So I don't know. Pretty exciting. Baby woman, I know you know of Inés de Ramón from her first marriage. So what are your thoughts on this?
This is actually so interesting to me because I, yes, have been following Paul Wesley for many years, and he has had a very...
Sometimes literally.
Yes, sometimes literally around bars where he wasn't wearing his wedding ring when we figured out that him and Inés were definitely over the summer. Quite literally following him around. But also on Instagram and through his work on From the OC to The Vampire Diaries to whatever he's doing now, TikTok. But he has a very interesting love life to me because he was married to Tori DeVito for 2 years. Then he dated Phoebe, whatever her name is, Phoebe Duncan for a bunch of years. And then he just dated like every brunette, pretty like actress or actress adjacent. I think Inés is a jewelry designer. So like and then he married this woman and it was kind of random and came out of nowhere. And it was like, oh, who is she? She's pretty, but she looks just like all the other women he's always been with. And then for them to break up after like less than 3 years of marriage just raised a question about like even Ian Somerhalder and Nikki Reed are still together. So like what's happening with Stefan Salvatore? But she wins because now she's dating Brad Pitt. So good for her.
I'm really happy for her. Totally. What do you think, Gwen?
You know, she seems, I always like, as you guys know, when A-list Hollywood celebrities date someone who's like a little adjacent to Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Like, I love that she's in jewelry, even though she's been married to another celebrity. But hey, she's a pretty girl in L.A. She seems interesting, maybe a bit smarter than the average bear. I'm here for it. But guys, like, they're just hanging out. Again, two hot people dating, hopefully boffing. You know, who knows how long it's going to last. Award season is coming. Brad's getting nominated for Babylon like crazy. Hopefully I'm going to meet him during this time. And she's going to be, you know, kicked to the curb for a small redhead.
But imagine if like Babylon, like it gets, you know, it continues this hype and he like brings her to carpets and stuff.
Yeah. Well, that would be very exciting.
It's been a long time.
We know William Bradley Pitt much better than that. He's going to bring his mom before he brings someone who he's casually dating.
And I don't think
of course
that,
he brings me.
Of course. I don't think that Babylon was released in time for this upcoming awards season.
Oh, it is.
Sadly.
It is. A Globe.
Oh, wait, really?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Then I'm completely wrong.
Even though it came out like it comes out like today.
Yeah, it comes out today.
Well, I think that they did. There was like an early critical release.
Yeah.
And it comes out technically today. So it's.
They grandfathered themselves in.
It's time for award season, guys. He's making the rounds.
Oh, my God. I hope that they show up to a carpet separately with like their parents and then rekindled an after party.
She is not invited without him.
Not invited.
Yeah. So how would that work? Unless he really sneaks her in the back.
Oh, I guess that she would just have to sneak herself onto an after party list.
Yeah, I don't think she's just showing up without being on his arm. But
well, maybe
hope.
Her jewelry will be nominated for a Golden Globe this year. We can only hope.
We may see her at like the Vanity Fair after party after the Oscars with him. We may. We may not.
Let's hope.
Maybe a blurry in and out photo after a night out.
Maybe.
I'm a double animal style.
I love a blurry night out photo from leaving after party. That's from a paparazzi like 4 blocks away. Hmm. Well, let's get into some, I can't tell if this was sarcastic or real. It is from Britney Spears. Now, Britney Spears has a lot of conspiracy theories going around on TikTok, a couple that she has replaced, that she has died. We're hearing that those are not true, thank goodness. But Perez Hilton came out saying that he heard from a very connected source that something wild was going on or it's going to shock the world. And so something is going on, but she had a post recently where she invited her mother, Lynn Spears, to get coffee with her. Now, here's why this might seem super great, because they're estranged and Britney's hated her for so long. Britney once, three times, actually posted on Instagram that her mother hid caffeine throughout her 13-year conservatorship. Britney Spears says, after no coffee for 15 years, Mom, can we go have coffee together now? I'm treated as an equal. Let's have coffee and talk about it. 3 exclamation points. She posted this alongside of her photo of herself taken on a trip to Mexico. know, and it's unclear of whether she's blasting her mom or inviting her to coffee. She says, quote, "Did you also tell people how you hid Koffel every morning?" This is from a previous post. "Did you tell them every morning when I would try to find coffee, you would hide it from me?" So what do you guys think? Is this sort of like an ironic olive branch or a shady I hate you post veiled in a Britney language that few people can decipher?
I'm going to take C, Alex, and say that it is a cry for help.
Oh, okay.
You know that I was like the president of the Free Britney movement. I love Britney. I'm worried about her, guys. She seems to be acting quite erratic. I think that it was a lot of shade for her mom, who we know she came out this year, kind of pointing the finger at several things that were very not just wrong, but actually harmful towards Britney, that Lynn Spears did. I think it's a lot of shade. I think all of it is a bit of a cry for help. I'm worried. I'm worried, guys.
Baby woman, have you been following the TikTok videos about her imprisonment and replacement and all of the craziness? I know a lot of people's TikTok feeds are like nothing but Britney conspiracy theories.
You know, that's not my TikTok feed. I have heard about it, but I didn't know it was so quite like Avril Lavigne style that she's been cloned and replaced.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Katy Perry as well, yeah.
Oh, Katy Perry is a new prison?
Yeah.
Oh.
She was a lizard person and they cloned her.
Oh, great. That's fun. No, I agree with Gwen. I don't love the way this direction is going. I think the post, remember the one with Jamie Lynn a couple weeks ago, too, was confusing. I don't know if it's just not her running the page. I know that Sam has sort of gotten upset and denied certain theories about his role. But it all signs point to a little bit on high alert for 2023 for Brit.
Yeah, I think you're both right that I read the Jamie post, the Jamie Lynn post is sort of an olive branch, and I read this one as sarcasm, which makes no sense. But I think you're both right that the number one thing is cause for concern, and I think we will be hearing some major news leaking out about Britney as soon as we find it. So catch us next year. Now, I mean, this would have been my woe of the week, but I just have to draw attention to it because New York Magazine published one of their wildest covers in easily a decade. They've been having a lot of really good covers actually recently, but their Nepo Baby cover was amazing. It featured so many celebrities and who their famous parents were, if they shared an agent, how they got their first acting role, definitely acting on their parents' set. And this goes from everyone to Drew Barrymore, Lily Rose Depp, I mean, Kristen Stewart, anyone you can think of pretty much is a Nepo baby. Did you guys, was there any celebrity that stuck out to you from this piece or just like the piece itself? I also love the celebrities speaking out afterwards about it. We'll just get into after.
I loved, obviously, the, you know, there were pages and pages of models. And I loved the specific set of like offspring of reality stars, because really, you know, Bella Hadid is like the highest paid model of the moment. She is the daughter. I mean, really first came into the picture when Yolanda Hadid was a Real Housewife of Beverly Hills. And, you know, just down to the Hamlin kid. And it was just kind of wild because you see that like right now, especially in the modeling world, it is an age of the Nepo baby. Like, forget, you know, the Glamazon supermodel era, the Waif supermodel era, when it was all about just finding these really interesting faces. And now it's kind of like the highest paid.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Models are Nepo babies. Kendall Jenner, Lily Rose Depp, obviously. I mean, wild, just wild stuff, guys.
I mean, on the model front, I think it's really interesting because in like the 1920s, I literally only know this from Downton Abbey. In the 1920s, all models were socialites and debutantes and the children of the super rich. And I think this was because they could sort of buy the beauty they needed for editorial and runway. And I think we're seeing, since there's so many cosmetic procedures out there, looking at you, Bella Hadid, that anyone can sort of purchase a high fashion face if you work hard enough at it. And I feel like we've gotten into sort of the 1920s where there is a monetary amount that you have to make unless you are a rare gem born beautiful.
That's
historical.
Right.
I loved the cover. I thought it was hilarious. I think that it says everything you need to know about the Nepo baby based on how they respond. It's just really not that hard to be like, I'm so lucky I was, you know, raised by creative parents who got me, helped me get a foot in the door, and my last name did help. But guess what? I'm now trying really hard. Like, it's just not that hard to say that. The idea that you have to prove yourself harder is so silly and so stupid and just not true. And I don't agree with it. But the one I didn't know was Ben Platt. I had no idea that his dad was like Mr. Broadway. So that was the one that surprised me.
It's hilarious. Yeah. I did think it was hilarious that if you Houston, who is an actress and a singer, the daughter of Bono, she posted that the owner, basically, the CEO of New York Magazine is a Nepo baby herself. I guess it's Laura Wasserstein Laura Wasserstein is a lawyer, right? But it's a Wasserstein who's, you know, daddy basically bought the magazine.
It's like
her.
Not so breaking news.
Hilarious. Yeah.
Yeah. But what's funny about that is like she's like clapping back or whatever, but I only know who she is because she dated James Lafferty from One Tree Hill. So would you want to be known for your dad or who you dated? I don't know, but it's like not that big of a deal. Everybody relax.
It's not. I loved Lily Allen's response. The best. She says, Nepo babies have feelings. I thought that was absolutely my favorite. Kate Moss's daughter said she's so sick of this nepotism controversy. Life is not fair, she said. And the reactions, I guess, are the best. We could read through all of them. You could read through all of them. Just Google the Nepo Baby New York Magazine, and they are fantastic.
My favorite was a tweet I saw about Miley Cyrus, and everyone was like, Miley Cyrus is too talented to be considered a Nepo baby. Billy Ray is a Nepo daddy. Because that's true. Like, he revived his career through Hannah Montana.
Absolutely. And helped Dolly Parton along the way, too.
Yeah.
I just thought that was so funny. If you haven't seen it, just looking at the cover is hysterical. Dakota Johnson and Ben Platt, I think, are the funniest looking Nepo babies on there. All right, well, let us move into some former Real Housewives and just the cheating saga that still gives. I'm talking about Brandi Glanville and Eddie Cibrian.
So they were just talking to her about like pop culture in general on the Page Six podcast, and they asked her favorite Leanne Rimes song, because everyone is on like good terms now, and she didn't have one. So they were like, well, I'm sure you liked Coyote Ugly. And that's when Brandi just dead faced went, no, she's a See You Next Tuesday. She had an affair with Eddie on the set of the 2005, whatever Cave movie, and she flirted with him right in front of me, and I hate her. And all of them were like, what? Like, she's like unleashing this tea. And then obviously Eddie's response is iconic, which I'm sure you'll get to, but just wild.
It is hysterical. I love how that just came out with the Coyote Ugly and the star of Coyote Ugly. She just said, again, she's a See You Next Tuesday.
Piper Perabo, like, you're on Yellowstone now. You're kind of having a moment back in your career. And now all of a sudden you're being dragged into drama from 2005.
I know. She said that Brandy said that Piper was a horrible see you next Tuesday to me when she was visiting in another country, Romania, she thinks, on the set of the movie The Cave, which we, of course, all have seen 100,000 times, a timeless classic. I'm just kidding. I've definitely never seen The Cave.
I've seen Coyote Ugly several times, but I've never seen The Cave.
Definitely seen Coyote Ugly several times, but not that. And I hadn't heard about Piper in so long. And it was sort of interesting to hear her brought up in this rough way by Brandy Glanville. And then
Brandy Glanville really goes for it.
Yes, she does. Luckily, we reached out to Eddie about these claims, and he denies he had an affair with actress Piper. And he said in a statement to us, "I'm sad I have to address this. I really believe that we had come a long way, but this was untrue 19 years ago, and it's untrue now. Just because someone thinks something might be true does not make it true. This is also unnecessary. Fun times at the Christmas table await."
Like, so good, because again, it took over a decade for Leanne, Eddie, and Brandy to get to this place where she was invited in the door on Christmas, and that's all she wanted as her kids got older. And now she's blowing up her own spot because they brought up trigger word Coyote Ugly on a Page Six podcast, and Brandy just cannot help herself. And it just made me think, like, you know, obviously he did have an affair with Leanne Rimes, and if you've seen Coyote Ugly, you know that Piper Parabo's character sings, quote unquote, sings, wrong. But it's really Leanne, and then Leanne comes at the end. Let's give a big warm Coyote Ugly welcome to Miss Leanne Rimes. Like, it's just a lovely pop culture moment to end the year on.
It is. And it's really sad that Brandy Glanville can't enjoy the amazing song Can't Fight the Moonlight.
I know.
It's so good from that movie, especially the little dance remix. And of course, the answer to what's your favorite Leanne Rimes song is Blue. I mean, when she was 13.
Mine is I Got a One-Way Ticket on the whatever that song is called.
I don't think I know that one, but I
because
will.
Because I can. That one?
No, Gwen, do you have a favorite Leanne Rimes song? She hasn't sang in a very long time.
Gwen is speechless.
She just says absolutely not.
I mean, yeah.
What about How Do I Live?
Oh, good one. I thought that was Shania Twain until this very moment.
Oh, I know a lot of Leanne Rimes songs.
Do you?
Yeah, wow. I don't know why. Jenny's got a job, a cat named Jake, 31 candles on her birthday cake next year.
No, but that sounds sort of cute.
It's a good song.
Everyone please do a deep dive on Leanne Rimes' music. She needs
the streams.
She needs the streams this holiday season to boost her ego before she goes to Christmas with Brandy. Well, there has been a shakeup in Hollywood, everyone, and I was just shouting the praises and the shippiness of how much I loved Pete Davidson and Emrata, but things are looking bad. Pete Davidson and his on-screen romance actress Chase Sue Wonders seem to be moving their on-screen romance to the off-screen. Now, they were spotted head into Pete Davidson's NYC apartment late on Monday. That started speculation. They were photographed chatting and laughing outside of his apartment building. Seems pretty innocent. You know, they're working together, line reading, whatever. A rep for him told TMZ at the time, they are great friends, and that's it. This now, there's three times now they have been spotted hanging out together over the last week. And on Saturday, the two who met while filming Bodies, 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 which I do want to see, tried to stay incognito, where here, I think, is the smoking gun, you guys. They were spotted together at a Whole Foods in Brooklyn. Now, when co-stars are spotted out, I can attest that if they are shopping, grocery shopping together, this is not a friendship. Usually it is a romantic move. Friends go clothes shopping together. Friends go to see a show. Friends go to parties together. Friends usually don't go to Whole Foods together and buy breakfast for the next day or to cook dinner that night. So I'm a little worried for Pete and Emily Ratajkowski, especially because on her new podcast, the title of it is, well, F it, I signed up for a dating app. So, I mean, while we're still trying to confirm, things are not looking good. But so what
and
I think
she
is
was
happening,
seen kissing someone else too.
Yeah, she was seen kissing someone else.
Designer.
I forget his name.
Jack
we will know
something.
His name if she kisses him again next week.
Yeah.
But it's I think that they're just like so cool and nonchalant that they're casually dating. But I think that this has derailed, and I don't know if we'll see them back together. What do you guys think? There's a lot of bad things for the relationship going on here.
I think he's hanging out with someone new. I think, you know, this new gal is getting that piece of Pete Davidson that everybody wants to have.
All but 10 inches.
It's going to be a short-lived, who knows? Who knows what's going to happen?
True that.
I mean, I think also these two only really got together because, like, the world was shipping them to, and it was like, why not? LOL. Like, I bet he was like, everyone's saying it. Let's go to that Knicks game.
Right.
It can't
and then
hurt.
They had sex, and we're like, great, we did it.
Right. And I really feel like she's always been a little, like, different in her ideology about relationships.
Yes, you are completely right. She's
very,
open to
very like scholarly way.
What is Paltrow of me? I was thinking more, but yes, or scholarly. And then that whole marriage was, you know, ended so poorly. So now she's going to jump right back into God knows what with God knows who. So teach her their own.
Yeah, Gwyneth Paltrow is to wellness as Emily Ratajkowski is to dating and sensuality.
Mm.
Just ask them. Well, we are going to finally clear up a rumor that has been going on for decades. You guys, are you ready? It is starring O.J. Simpson. He is the former murderer. Well, probably current murderer is clearing up a rumor about being Khloe Kardashian's biological father once and for all. Now, this has been the subject of constant speculation with all of these theories about how O.J. is her dad. But it mainly goes down to the result of an affair with Kris Jenner, whom he knew through his attorney and Chris's ex-husband, Robert Kardashian. But during an appearance on Full Send podcast, he set the record straight, insisting he has never had an affair with the momager. He said, quote, people have their types, right? Oh, and he committed another murder with this statement.
Yeah, it was shade.
This was a murder to Chris. People all have their types, right? I always thought Chris was a cute girl. She was really nice, but I was dating supermodels. I mean, savage, triple murder, now we can call him. And then he took a moment to shut down any claims about being Khloe's dad. He says, the rumor ain't true. It's not even anywhere close to being true, he said. I mean, poor Kris Jenner is just sitting at home, and then she's called, quote, nice and, quote, cute and not a supermodel. I mean, what a rough day.
I've never really...
I don't know, guys. I mean, I still am not buying it. I still think he's maybe her dad.
I've never been into this conspiracy theory. I just don't think it has any... I mean, like, it was that, like, hilarious, like, 10 years ago, or, like, the first time. Not hilarious, but, like, it was, like, I just doesn't have legs for me, and I don't care anymore.
Khloe's face kind of resembles O.J.
Who knows what Khloe's face looks like now? She doesn't even move.
Her first face looked a little like...
Her original face, which I agree with you.
7 faces ago.
What the heck is she doing?
Did you watch that lie detector video on Vanity Fair?
Yes, I did.
It was shocking to, because I'm like Khloe, and it was literally like, and in the show, they have like a filter on, and obviously her Instagram, but this video, there was something about it. I don't know if like Vanity Fair took it upon themselves to do their own version of the filter and got
they
it wrong.
Filtered her. I'm hoping they like stretched
she
and
looked
squinched
straight
her.
Out of Whoville.
Yes. Yes.
Well, guys, we look at Pat pictures all day long, and I mean, her face, what is she doing? Look, I'm so happy for
everything.
Her that she finally has the body that she always wanted, thanks to science and medical intervention. Yes. However,
it's not the cauliflower mashed potatoes in her book.
Her face is so beautiful. Like, what the heck did she do to it? She looks like a science experiment.
It's so upsetting. And the best part is like, or the saddest part is that video, she was being so funny. Like, she was like kind of digging at Courtney. Like, Courtney was like, why won't you let True sleep over?
One.
And she was like, I will never let True sleep over at your house. Wouldn't say why. She admitted she didn't like her wedding dress. She didn't like her new style. She was like being shady and being really funny, but it was like so distracting to even look at her face.
And it like was that type of LA transformation where she seems to lose a lot of her personality now that she's not the ugly duckling, and spending like her entire life trying to get this form of beauty really makes people lose a lot of their souls.
I agree.
She seems
always
needed.
The fun one. She was always the amazing one.
But in the video, she like had that a little bit again. And that's why it was so alarming to like be like, is that my Khloe? Like, if you close your eyes, maybe.
And the funniest moment, of course, for those who didn't hear it, was when she was taking a lie detector test. Kourtney Kardashian was asking Khloe the questions, and she asked if she liked her wedding dress. Khloe, like, didn't really say anything at first and then said it was nice.
It was fine.
It was fine. It was fine. And then Kourtney followed up, and she said, I wish you had worn that to the after party and something different for the ceremony.
My favorite part was her saying she wouldn't let True sleep over at her house, just because, like, what is that? Like, is it because Kourtney and Travis are, like, freaks? Is it because of the no gluten and the weird food? Does she just, I feel like they're always, whenever the Kardashians, they don't shade each other's parenting often, but when they do, it's always a subtle dig at Kourtney. Ever since Kendall ranked her last when whatever late night host asked her to rank the parents, and she ranked Rob above Kourtney, like, what an insult.
What is Kourtney doing over
what
there?
What is Kourtney doing at that house? Why can't True sleep over? True sleeps over at Kim's house all
She's
the time.
She's making out in her underwear. She and her new husband are tonguing each other, you know, in scantily clad outfits, which might make for great reality television, but it's not awesome parenting, y'all.
Which, wait, to come full circle with you bringing up Kanye as one of the woes of the year, did you see that Mason Disick had a bar mitzvah?
I did.
Which, I know Scott is Jewish, but I didn't know they were raising their kids Jewish. And the fact that that adds a whole other layer to all the Kanye horribleness.
Yeah, it does. I feel like Scott's celebrated Hanukkah every year and has been pretty open about it. And
like, ready for Mason to like tell his side of the story as now an adult in the Jewish community.
Mason speaks out too. So
yeah, when he has a chance, he snuck on TikTok and Instagram before. Like, maybe that's the celebrity memoir at 14 I need, or 13 I need in 2023.
Guys, I just hope he keeps his head on straight and he doesn't get like a face tattoo anytime soon.
I have faith in Mason. I have zero faith in Penelope.
Oh my God. Ever since she was hit by that door in the paparazzi photos, she just ain't been the same. Well, I'm glad that we shared all of our wishes for the new year, whether they're good, bad. Thank you guys all so much for tuning in with us this year. We have so much fun doing this every week. And thank you to Sarah D. You hear on what I hear on, and Gwen fa la 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 Berg, Flamberg, for helping me. You gotta really get it right there, for helping me spill all of this piping hot celebrity this week. Again, this is Travis Crono Ho-Honan on Us Weekly's Hollywood Podcast with your weekly peek into the glamour, glitter, fashion, and fame of your favorite celebrities. Because after all, guys, you know what celebrities are?
They're just like us.
Thanks, guys. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Diwali, Kwanzaa, all of it. Go take a break.
Bye.
Bye.